Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. We're live in Studio A with the Avett Brothers. Hi, guys.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Good. Yes. Thanks for being here. We're going to hear one song and see what's going on after that and talk about the show tonight and give some tickets away. All what's right, this first right. one you're going to do?
This is a Distraction number 74 coming out on our new record in a couple weeks.
Great.
1, 2, 3.
Walked my way, oh how I wish that was enough to have made me want to stay. See, I'm as true as I try to be, and I'ma say, my girl, I tried the best to give to you all of the truest in the world. But when I left your house that morning in that ragged thunderbird, I tried so hard to fight the voices from the devils that I heard. See, there's a highway to the right of us I took a year ago, and since a year ago can't drive past.
Turning down that road,
and I knew it.
Yeah.
I never
turned
the wheel, and I knew it.
The voice of
give me a try at describing just how difficult it is when you kinda love two girls to figure out which one you miss. Stumble away from your stairway with your perfume on my clothes. Well, I kinda love two girls, but now I've kinda lost them both. If I could gather up the
damage that I
rendered in
my life,
place it
on a scale
and weigh
against the
damage done
that
night, then it'd be
safe to say
the weight
of all I
didn't do would surely
float against
the
lightest strong
I ever did to you.
74, it's off their brand new album, not released yet, right? It's in a couple weeks on February 7th. It's called Four Thieves Gone in the Robbinsville Sessions.
Yes.
And it's on Ramsor Records. Is that how you say that?
Ramsor Records, yes.
Ramsor Records. And this is your second or third release for them. Or how many do you have at total? Because I know we have three. One live CD and then...
Sure. And then there's... we have a Carolina Jubilee, which was our first with Ramsor Records. Second was Mignonette. And then the live record. Those all three are on Ramsor Records. And then this one coming
the
out.
The brand new one.
We had a couple demos that we did before on our own.
Okay. And... So this comes out on the 7th, but you're already climbing up the charts with the new release now.
That's what
we're hearing. Yeah, so congratulations on that.
Thank
it's
you so much.
A great record. And so tonight, are you able to have the new CDs?
We don't.
Not until the release date.
We encourage everyone to go somewhere and find them.
And get the other records that are already out.
That's right. We'll have those with us.
We're traveling with those three we mentioned, the Mignonette and Carolina Jubilee and the Live Volume 2. We have those with us, but... Four Thieves Gone won't be available until that day, until the 7th of February.
Okay. So. And that's the way it is for everybody, right? You can't get this, you can't sell out your shows until it's out, right, for
that's,
any
that's
band.
Right. Well, we're approaching this one. We've really tried to keep this one a professional approach
organized.
With publicity and everything
yeah.
before we've been so, so whatever.
It's the organic style.
Yeah, it is, it is. And we decided to take some advice and try to work with it and see how it worked. If it went well, good. If it doesn't, we'll go back to our ways. But
yeah.
This has been a really good approach for us so far.
And you're on this whole stretch with BR549. And
sure are.
That's great. Very, very fortunate to be with these guys.
They're
great
really
band, great guys. Got some great history, and they're just an awesome band. So
Well, great.
Yeah, actually, their record's number one on the Americana charts
right now.
Yeah, well.
We're in good company.
Well, and then they'll open up, the Avett Brothers will open up tonight for BR549, probably what, at 9:30?
Probably something like that.
Doors are at 9. 10-ish,
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, yeah,
in the world of the musician, it's always ish.
9:30, yeah, we'll be there at 11.
Yeah, we'll see you then.
Well, we'll give some tickets away in just a bit. Let's hear another one, guys.
All right. I want to play a song from that record we mentioned, Mignonette. That's the latest studio record before the new one coming out. This song is called Swept Away.
All right.
Darling, when you're twirling on board, and who cares about tomorrow? What more is tomorrow than another day? When you swept me away. Colors out of reach. If you come down to my window and I climb out my window, then we'll get out of reach. And you. Yeah, you.
swept me away.
Love that song, Swept Away. Thank it's you. Off the Mignonette. How do I can never say that. That's the previous album, the brand new one. It's called Four Thieves Gone. The Robbinsville Sessions comes out in stores February 7th. And it's the avetbrothers.com for the website for all the shows and all the information.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of competition for that domain. No.
Yeah, what is Avet?
It's our last name.
No, I know that. But I mean, for...
Well, we like to think of it as a synonym for great warrior. But,
nationality.
We think it's, you mean like French?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's French for great warrior.
That's not true.
Now, but you're from Carolina, North Carolina. Where?
The Piedmont area near Charlotte,
yeah.
Central.
And the recording was up in the mountains somewhere?
Yeah, it sure was in western North Carolina.
Did it take you months or weeks or?
All told, yes, months. But we were there for like 11 days. And we recorded like 31 songs in 11 days.
Wow.
So basically every day was about 12 or 13 hours going at it. But yeah, the cleaning up and touching up took a little while longer.
And the Avett brothers, it's Seth and Scott and Bob Crawford on the upright bass. Now, as brothers, who did one have more influence over the other on learning guitar or banjo? Or
we were both kind of
playing,
going along the whole way. We started early.
Learning from each other.
Parents, yeah, they
encouraged us to play piano early. And,
any other siblings? Or just...
We have a sister who is also a musician, and she is a ballet dance teacher.
She actually, that song we just sang, Swept Away, on the record, maybe not the first track, she sings on that.
Oh, great.
Sure enough.
Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you guys
here,
and congratulations on this new album. Again, it's in stores February 7th. You can get the others tonight at the show. It's the Avett Brothers with BR549, and we'll take call at number 5 for a pair of tickets at 821-9223-821-WCBE. And one last thing. I can't remember which brother, Doc Watson had the encounter with him at a young age, too. Was that Seth?
Yeah, that was me, yeah. When I was 13 or 14. Through a mutual friend, I was able to go and meet Doc and hang out with him at his house and sit in his living room and play his guitar and everything. It was quite a pivotal moment.
Welcoming. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, okay. Let's hear one more. It's the Avett Brothers again tonight at Little Brothers, 1100 North High Street. What's this last one you're going to do?
The song's called Denouncing November Blue, and it's on the new record.
November came and went like a summer that I spent with a no-name girl that walked in jelly shoes. I returned to my home with a heart part made of stone, and I cried all night for a girl I never knew. From the east it comes the love and the rising sun, and I pray each time they come it's not the last. I got strong, I made it through what came along, but I can't move on. Beauty of the past. Hey! My last dime, I
counted the ratio of miles to time, looked up to my disdain and my surprise. I'd driven my car around the world. I ended up back in the town with the girl, so I wrote a book called Life in Prison. And I see that girl every now and then, and we drink to having such good friends. Apologize for the way it did not last. But the funny thing that it's all true, and I'll always love November blue. But I turned her down for the beauty of the past.
I turned her down, man.
November came and went like a summer that I spent with a no-name girl that walked in jelly shoes. I returned to my home with a heart part made of stone and cried all night for a girl I never.